Here's a thought titled, Focus and Sharpness Are Not the Same Thing. I wouldn't be surprised if there are technical definitions for focus and sharpness that I should know, but I don't. Instead, my intuition tells me that there's a difference. When I think of the word focus, I think of an optical relationship between the lens and the sensor, or in the analog days, in the film plane. There's a perfect distance that the lens has to be away from the sensor or the film plane in order to render a focused image. But a focused image may not be sharp, because there may be some optical aberrations, things like coma, properties like chromatic aberration. So an image may be in focus and not be sharp. Sharpness, in my way of thinking, is a completely different thing, and has less to do with mathematics and optics and physics and etc. It's a visual sensation about the smallest details. I often think that sharpness is related, sensually anyway, to the idea of micro contrast. When I'm out in the landscape, the scene may be in focus, but if I can't see the individual pebbles in the soil, then it's not sharp. So it's all about how much detail we can see in the image. Sometimes that's a critically important issue, other times it's not. For example, when you're photographing a foggy scene, focus is critical. Focus is important, but sharpness is not. The fog tends to obscure any of the sharpness. On the other hand, when I'm doing a botanical kind of subject, I want sharpness to be there crystal clear. And if you think about this, sharpness also has a great deal to do with the distance that we are from the subject. I've talked before about the experience I had looking at the Ansel Adams master prints at a museum in North Carolina. And when I got too close to the images, they lost their focus and they also lost their detail. But when I backed up and was looking at them from a distance of 12 or 14 feet, the images seemed to be in sharper focus, and the details seemed to be more delineated, although they got smaller, and so some of the details got lost in scale, but the ones I could see were sharper. It's a tricky relationship between focus and sharpness, but it can change our behavior out in the field. If we know, for example, that sharpness is a critical component of the composition and is sort of the make or break point of an image, then we need to do everything we possibly can to ensure the sharpest image possible. That probably means things like tripods, fast shutter speeds, higher ISOs, but also maybe getting as close as possible to the subject so that those details are revealed. It also means using the sharpest lens at the sharpest aperture. All of which has very little to do with the simplistic process of focusing the lens on the subject. And one final comment about sharpness. You know, it's pretty easy in today's software to take a sharp, focused image and blur it. But it's almost impossible to go in the opposite direction. If your capture lacks focus and doesn't preserve sharp details, maybe because you've got an inferior lens or you're using it at an unfortunate aperture, there is nothing you can do in post-processing that will recover that soft focus or that lack of detail. You might have a control in your software called sharpening, but it can't create sharpness where it doesn't exist in the first place. The bottom line is, I think it's useful to keep in mind that focus and sharpness are not the same thing. Two characteristics that contribute to the effectiveness of a photograph, but achieved with slightly different strategies.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.